episode 75 of Fly Away, a weekly podcast from Outlander Travel about the thing we love most, travel. Each week we will talk about different adventures and vacation options out there, some local and some more exotic. Join us as we chat about our own travels and about those of our clients. Hopefully our talks will help you dream, plan, and get out there. My name is Lindsay, and this week I am joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Elizabeth and Sandy. Being in the travel industry has taught us a thing or two. Always keep your passport current, travel insurance is important, and the cheapest price is not always the best value. One of the big things we've learned is just how many types of trips there are out there. One of the most exciting trends in adventure travel. Well, what does that mean? Well, have you ever wanted to ride an ATV or zip line through the jungle? How about kayaking near a glacier? Sailing to some of the world's off-the-beaten-path beaches? We've come across some fantastic suggestions to give you something to think about for your next vacation. So let's get started.
So adventure travel, let's define it. What do you think? I kind of think of it as anything that my mom wouldn't be able to
do. I think it defies definition, really. I think it's anything where it's just sort of out there and not something that everyone would do, would either want to do or be capable of doing. And it doesn't necessarily mean like paragliding off of the Alps, which I actually just saw on an episode of Amazing Race. I mean, that is definitely adventure travel, no doubt about it, but it doesn't have to be that extreme, but definitely a more active vacation for sure.
I think it's pushing your own personal envelopes, because what might define adventure travel for someone who's kind of typically boring like me is not going to be the same thing that Sandy would consider adventure travel.
I don't know. So, I like to think I would try just about anything. I don't think I'd do that Alps thing. But
it looks pretty scary, I gotta tell you.
Nothing that involves jumping off anything. Except maybe a zip line. I've done zip lining.
I'm not jumping off a perfectly good mountain. And well, I want something with sharks.
And zip lining was something that was a big hurdle for me. And I think now you say zip lining, and I think so many people have done it that it doesn't seem like adventure travel. To me, it seems adventurous. I mean, I still think that it's a very exciting thing to do. And, you know, and certainly my son would say that it's like the scariest thing in his wheelhouse, and he hasn't done it yet because it's so scary.
Yeah. And my husband's the same way. He has no desire to go ziplining. But, you know, the first time I went ziplining was in North Carolina, and there's a couple places around here. So I guess it wasn't like a vacation kind of thing for me. You know, it was just kind of a cool, fun thing to do. But.
So I think generally when we say adventure travel, we're really talking about a little bit more like trekking and,
yeah, like you need to go get some gear at our.
Yeah. You need gear. I think that's the important thing. Whether it's provided for you because you've chosen a small group tour or something like that, or you have to go get gear at your REI because you're doing it
yourself.
You
need shoes that won't slide off and float down the river. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've booked some trips lately for people where it says things like, don't wear sneakers. You need actual hiking shoes. Don't cut corners. I've booked a couple of sisters to trek the Inca Trail to do the Machu Picchu hike, which is 3 days of camping. And they're like, don't you bring your trainers. That's not what you need here. Actual hiking shoes. And you can just imagine people show up, you know, ready to walk for 3 days. And
I see what people wear to walk around Disney World for 3 days, and I can't believe it. Although if I was in the jungle in Peru, I would definitely want some closed-toed shoes and, you know.
Yeah.
Like a stick to poke away the snakes. And,
Yeah.
So one of the coolest things I've done, I know I talked about this before, was when I was on a cruise and one of our ports was Belize, we did the cave tubing, which a lot of people do. I mean, we definitely were not the only people there, but that was a really cool one. That was like hiking for like 30 minutes through the jungle, and they pointed out all these really cool things. And then you got in the tube, and then you went down the river and your guide. I mean, I guess now that I think about it, the most adventurous part was crossing the river and holding onto the rope just to get to the other side of the, you know, where we could do our hike. Because besides that, and again, the steps were kind of slippery and stuff. That's the kind of thing my mom couldn't do because she, you know, she would be afraid she'd fall or something. But, you know, for any reasonable person in good health, they could totally do that.
Well, I think that's the important thing to talk about too, is just because it's adventure travel doesn't mean you have to be a superstar athlete to do it. Mm-hmm. That the thing is we're capable of way more than we think we are. And part of the reason that we love to travel, I'm going to speak for all three of us here and you can correct me if I'm wrong, is because we like to push ourselves and try new things. Yeah. And that new thing may be a new, you know, fried food or that new thing might be zip lining. And yeah. So I think, you know, adventure travel isn't necessarily a foodie trip, although it could be depending on where you're going. But it's really sort of that idea of pushing the envelope, and it doesn't, you don't have to be, you need to be in good physical condition. You know, you need to be ready to do it, but it doesn't require years and years. You know, okay, if you want to go do Everest, yes, that requires a little bit of foresight, a little bit of training and a little bit of preparation for that. But there are other adventure trips that you can do without, you know, years and years of, yeah, Olympic training.
Well, and I don't mean to throw Disney back in there. People need to be in a certain physical condition to be able to handle that day in and day out. So, you know, that can get hard on you too. So,
although Disney is accessible too. So you have, and I think in a lot of cases, some of these things will not be accessible, although there's adventure travel that is accessible as well. So, you know, just depending on what you want to do, there are options.
Yeah. And the guidebooks will rate it too. Mm-hmm. And they'll give you like a certain number of whatever, sneakers.
Yeah.
Like this takes 4 sneakers, it's going to be hard. This one just takes 2, it's like walking
feet. This one takes 6 hiking boots, so yeah, count me out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and there are tour companies that specialize in this, and so, you know, several of them, one that I like to work with, and I know Sandy likes to work with as well, is G Adventures, and they used to be Gap Adventures. It's a Canadian company, and very interested in supporting local economies, so you sort of feel like you're doing good on, you know, spending your money that way. Very affordable adventures, and all over the world. I mean, honestly, there's hardly anywhere that G Adventures doesn't touch. Yeah. There are a few places. Hawaii is one that leaps to mind. But yeah, you can sort of, so actually my Machu Picchu girls are doing that through G Adventures. I have someone who's doing sailing around the Croatia. They're going from Dubrovnik to Split. On a catamaran with, you know, about 16 of their closest friends. Yeah,
that's what we meant in the opening when we said sailing to some quiet beach somewhere. Cause they have one, don't they have like a Southeast Asia one where you can go to Bali and go to like the off the beaten path
beaches. And the Greek islands too. And you're on a small ship and there is an itinerary, but you don't have to stick to it. So if you all decide collectively that you want to stay a little bit longer somewhere or you want to go somewhere else, and you know, the captains of these craft actually have suggestions as well. So you really can get a true, individualized, somewhat experience.
Yeah. And they know the locals. And one of the cool things I remember hearing whenever we did the webinar for them was that, they would, well, you mentioned this the other day, they, like you all chip in your money before you go exploring, and then the captain will go shopping and get the stuff to make the dinner that night. And so it's like this authentic local. It's a really,
very local,
very
yeah.
cool experience. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely one of the more things you wouldn't really think about.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then I think I'm about to book probably tomorrow somebody to go to Iceland to see the Northern Lights.
Is it a family?
No, one person.
And one is person. It G Adventures?
G Adventures, yeah. Yeah. We haven't decided which one exactly. Actually, that's a good point. I'm not sure she told me. I saw Descender 2. There was one that was Iceland. I think it's Iceland. There was one that was Iceland. There was one that was Norway. And both of them would do the Northern Lights. And again, it's small tour. And one of the nice things, actually, my Croatia client and this Iceland client are both single. So they're going solo. And G Adventures is actually very friendly for solo travelers as well. So it's a good way that if you do want to travel solo, you absolutely can. And when I say solo, I do mean solo. I don't mean, you know, with a girlfriend or whatever, which you can also do. But there's been a lot of controversy lately about traveling, you know, women traveling alone when there are actually two women traveling together. But you can actually, you know, go by yourself. And it's in a small group environment, so you're going to meet other people. But it's not a ton of people. It will be really, really intimidating.
Right.
Yeah.
So what about you, Lindsay? What are you looking forward to? Any adventurous things this summer? Well, we got something coming up that we're talking about, doing some adventurous stuff.
We're talking about going to Puerto Rico. And Sandy is going to try and kill me in the rainforest.
I wonder if she'll succeed.
I don't think that this should air.
Well,
sounding very premeditated.
What are you guys doing in the rainforest?
I don't know. Well, so there's a couple tours. We want to go to this convention, and part of it is doing like a day of tours. Mm-hmm. And there was one where we could do ATVs in the rainforest, which looks really cool. Which I did that in Mexico.
It looks really cool, but you have to double up on the ATV. And I know she would be like, I'm going to drive. And I wouldn't do that. So I think.
Yeah, because those seats aren't that huge. We'd be like, oh, who's sitting on the back? Because whoever's sitting on the back is sitting on the, like, metal part.
I am totally lending you the GoPro for that.
Well, and then I had a friend that went to Puerto Rico a couple years ago, and she did, like, a nighttime tour to this bioluminescent lake, and I would love to do something like that.
Yeah, that is a very popular excursion, actually. It depends on when you go. If it's too high in the summer, it's harder to see, you know, because daylight is longer. But, yeah, I've been to the jungle in Puerto Rico as well. It was just a hike, though. It wasn't anything super adventurous. It was a walk. And there's a bumpy truck ride. That counts. But it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful.
Oh, I think, you know, now that you say that, I think our Tortola excursion was pretty adventurous.
That was very adventurous, I think.
Too bad Andy's not here.
I know. Yeah, no, that was renting a Jeep and driving those roads in Tortola, definitely. And off to a beach where we didn't know where it was, and then another beach where we didn't know where it was, yeah.
That might not have been six sneakers, but that was definitely six sneakers. Yeah.
Definitely six brake sets, whatever they're called.
We're like, we should have gotten gas at the one gas station on the island before we drove up over this mountain.
My mom used to have a saying that her idea of roughing it was a Holiday Inn with black and white TV and no room service. So I guess adventure is different for everyone. But yeah, my family's actually going to Costa Rica very soon, and I think we're going to be talking about that on another podcast. But there's a lot of adventure in that trip as well. And Costa Rica is a great adventure location if you want to sort of break out of your comfort zone, but also have a little bit of comfort and luxury, because Costa Rica sort of has all of that. It won't be necessarily, but there's Four Seasons Resort in Costa Rica. It's not like you can actually live quite well in Costa Rica, or you can go camp out in the jungle or somewhere in between. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be whitewater rafting, we're going to be ziplining, we're going to see turtles, and so snorkeling. Yeah, I'm excited about it.
I think Central America is really a cool thing right now. You know, there's a lot of cool stuff you hear about.
And to be honest, when you say adventure travel, that is the first destination that comes to mind for me.
Costa Rica?
Costa Rica. It's Costa Rica and
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to going. And then, and South America too, you mentioned Peru and all over South America. I mean, I think there's, you know, that's where you get to Antarctica from as well. Mm-hmm. So the Galapagos Islands, a lot of places where, you know, not everyone chooses to go. Mm-hmm. I've been to Venezuela before. It's just, you know, great places to see. Yeah, for a day. It was a cruise ship. Like port, but so I can actually say that I've been to South America. That's it, though. It's kind of lame, but yeah, I have. So it's an amazing continent with a lot to offer, from mountains to jungles, and history, very rich in history, and a lot of it is hard to get to. So, and again, you know, Machu Picchu, we talked about that trek. You can also get there by train. So again, your level of adventure can.
Right.
You know, your mileage may vary depending on what you're capable of doing. You don't have to shy away from something a little bit more exotic and a little bit more outside of your comfort zone just because you aren't in the best physical condition. There are, you know, there are.
That could be a motivating factor. Like, if you think you want to go next year, start going for walks now, you know, and
get yourself ready. Yeah. Just like tell everybody that we send to Disney.
I know, right? People don't always listen, but it's like, you know, you're going to be walking a lot.
Yeah.
I paid $1 for every time I heard that when they come back. You were lying.
Lots of walking.
Yeah. It's like, you might as well run a half marathon while you're there.
Well, and that's actually, I mean, honestly, when I booked the Costa Rica trip, the first thing I said was, oh, this will motivate me to get into shape. I can assure you it has not.
Well, but you're in a, I mean, you're not like an immobile person.
No, but I am old, and I think I have a little bit of arthritis in my ankle, and you know, yeah, that's a new thing. So it's all right.
I can't wait to flash forward to the episode where we're all talking about our old age adventure.
And which adventure travel we got that on.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Oh God, Lindsay, like, busts her ankle every year.
Well, we talked about G Adventures, but there's other tour companies out there where you can, like, there's Backroads Tours where you can literally hike across a country or a bike across a country or, you know, whatever you want to do, hardcore, you can actually do it. Yeah. And those tours are nice because even though it says you're biking across the country, there's a van following you. You can get on and off the van if you're feeling like you need to. And you can opt out too. You can just take the van to the next location instead of biking to it. But it's a great way to see a country. And, you know, there are, like, Wales has, like, basically a hiking trail all the way around its border, its coastal border. So
there's that trail through, Spain too, right? To get to Portugal, mm-hmm. that they used in World War II to escape. And yeah, I knew someone that hiked that last summer. Mm-hmm. And that was really cool. She posted pictures of every town they came to, and she met people along the way. She's the one that also hiked the John Muir Trail in California.
I think to me also safaris would fit in there.
Oh yeah.
One of my goals is to eventually do a real. So far to date, all I've done is the Wild Africa Trek.
That's a start.
And although it was exciting and adventurous, and I would love to do it again, it's not nowhere near the same thing. So,
is that the tour where you walk on the bridge mm-hmm. above the crocodile?
Yes, yeah. Yes. And don't take my husband with you because he shakes.
Oh God!
My friend did that. Yeah.
My friend that I took ziplining the first time was on those bridges, just running across. I'm like, oh my God.
And that's honestly, for me, zip lining is not the problem, but those rope bridges to get from zip line, that's the problem. That is the problem. And actually, we should sort of say, you know, yes, you can go on an African safari, or you could take a trip to South Africa and do a few things. You know, you can go visit wine country, and you can, you know, you can do some less adventurous things, and then do an adventurous thing in there. Yeah. So your whole vacation doesn't have to be adventure travel. You can
stand a resort like adventure. That Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore movie.
And that might be the point in your vacation where your party splits up. You have somebody go do the spa.
Yeah, right? Gee, like that's never happened.
Go
zipline.
I don't know.
Well, and I will put out there that my Machu Picchu sisters, one of them is much more interested in a spa at the end of the 3-day hike than the other one. Mm-hmm. But that was part of the requirement. Okay, we're going to camp for 3 days, but there's going to be someplace afterwards where I can get a nice massage.
I think that's totally a very reasonable. Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Totally. And I know people who run marathons who are like, okay, we'll go run the wackiest marathon wherever, but there needs to be a spa at the end of it. You know, there needs to be somebody to do that massage. Yes, exactly.
My reward is drinking around the world.
Yes. No shame in that. Whatever your reward needs to be is fine. And so, yeah, you can, you don't have to just get out there and adventure. You could sprinkle some adventure into your normal laid back, chillax relationship.
I like having like a chill vacation with little spurts of things that make people go, ah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it gives you a little thing to look forward to and then that little thing to brag about. So what'd you do on your vacation? I laid on the beach and read 6 books.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Or, I laid on the beach, read 6 books, and I ziplined all the way across the country. Okay, now we're talking. Yeah. So, yeah. Or I scuba dived with sharks.
That's going to be a whole lot more exciting of a GoPro video.
Yeah. I'm taking the GoPro to Costa Rica for the first time since that's the closest my family's really come to a true adventure vacation. Although we adventured more in Hawaii than I thought we would, but I know Costa Rica is going
to
be that.
I'm excited that you got a GoPro.
Yeah, well, we'll see. My daughter has promised to edit all the videos because that's the reason why I haven't won.
But I'm excited to borrow it.
Yeah. Well, and you're going to edit the videos too, right?
Sure. I'll get Fox to do it.
My daughter will teach you.
Yeah. I don't know yet. I don't know yet if I'm going to survive, but I am actually looking forward to our adventure in Puerto Rico, and I'm glad I'm going with Sandy because I know that she'll help me push my little fear of doing anything.
And if it's like our last trips, if you're in a wheelchair, I will literally push you over the edge.
Go, Lindsay. Well, and I think that's important too. If you are a little bit timid, take somebody with you who makes you brave. Take somebody with you who can give you that encouragement that you need.
Yeah.
That, you know, will motivate you however you need to be motivated, whether they're that friend who yells at you until you just are like, all right, shut up, I'm going. Or whether they're actually that warm, nurturing.
Because sometimes you're the person that's doing the pushing and sometimes you need the push. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I definitely have that. I have a couple people on either side of me that Mm-hmm. I have that relationship. It's mm-hmm. very cool.
Yeah. It's really important. Well, and I think we hopefully your family can do that to you too. You have all types of people in your family. Mm-hmm. And I certainly have done extended family trips where, just like Lindsay was saying, you know, one person has absolutely no adventure in them. And I remember a family reunion where just a few of us went whitewater rafting. We were in the North Carolina mountains. It's not even like the rivers were all that wild. So there were only a few of us who really wanted to do that. And then everybody else wanted to stay back at the Grove Park Inn and, you know, lounge. Mm-hmm. That's great, you know. And it's great when you have people with you who will share that interest, and then you can come together at the end of it. So cruising can be good for that too, because you can choose different excursions at different adventure levels, and then come back and talk about it at dinner over a nice lobster tail.
That's kind of a great way to test your adventure boundaries too, are with shore excursions, and that's kind of how I delved my little toe in. I mean, there was a point in my life where I wouldn't even get on an airplane, so I've come a long way.
Yeah, really?
Long, long way. Wow. But it's a great way for people who might be wanting to kind of broaden their horizons a little bit, and a little at a time, instead of committing to that guided tour where you're now you're in it and you're in it for a week, whether you want to be or not, just to do a day here or maybe an activity there. And,
yeah, good point.
And see if it's for you. I mean, there is such thing as adventure travel for beginners. So.
Yeah. Well, I just planned a trip to Australia for a family. It was about a week long, family of four. And they said to me when we started planning it, we want to do all the things. And I thought, okay. So I threw all of the things, and they're thinking they're going to cut stuff out. No. I mean, honestly, they, you know, saw kangaroos and koala bears. They went out and threw.
Did they climb that bridge?
They climbed the bridge. They went out and threw boomerangs. They actually did like a little day trip out to the outback. It wasn't too far out in the outback. You can't get that far from Sydney, but surfing lessons. Just, nice. I mean, like they did all the things. And I was exhausted just planning their trip. But at the same time, I was sort of jealous of it, because it's like, I wish I could actually pack a week this full and not die.
You know what? I love trips like that, because if I'm going that far,
that was their argument too.
Yeah,
that was their argument too.
Yeah, I see that.
And with an 8 and a 10-year-old too, so that whole argument of my kids won't remember it, I bet you that 8-year-old's going to remember all of it.
Those kids are going to remember that.
Yeah,
that's good that their kids are that adventurous too. Yeah.
Well, that's the other thing about children. They do what you tell them to do.
No, mine wouldn't. I asked Owen last night if he would do the scuba, or not scuba, but the snorkeling with sharks at Typhoon Lagoon at Disney. Mm-hmm. And he's like, no.
No.
There are sharks in there? No. That is ridiculous. And has anyone died doing that?
They're behind glass. Even I'll do that.
You know what, Lindsay? Okay, so you tell him that, because he is, you know, I mean, you've been on a trip with him. He's very cautious.
Well, to be fair, I think, I mean, I've seen the videos of people scuba diving with crocodiles. They go down into the cage, and the crocodiles are outside the cage. But nope, 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 nope. I watch it. I see that they're in the cage. Nope, no.
Cage, I'd be all right.
No.
Video ball, no.
No.
That and the shark.
That's a big nope sandwich with a huge side of nope sauce. No.
I love that we're doing the episode on adventure travel.
No.
Like, nope, nope.
But if, y'all want to do it, we'll book it for you.
Well, we should maybe talk about the flesh-eating viruses you can get in Costa Rica.
No, I don't think that's a good idea. There's no flesh-eating viruses on zip lines.
All right. So it wasn't a story a few years ago.
Anyway, yeah. She's trying to scare me now. And on that note, I think we should probably close out the show.
Okay. Well, that is our show for this week. We welcome your comments and feedback on this episode, especially this episode. Really. To leave comments, visit us at outlandertravel.com. Then click podcast at the bottom of the page and find the episode you wish to comment on, or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/outlanderpodcast, or just search for Fly Away. Or email us at info@outlandertravel.com or zipline on over. We'd love to hear from you. On behalf of Elizabeth, Sandy, our amazing engineer and editor, Heidi, and myself, Lindsay, thank you for joining us here at Outlander Travel, and we will see you next week. Gotta fly.